In the episode right before this one, this is episode 25 from season 9. So episode 24. In the last episode, I talked to you about reflecting on our relationship with God and how that should influence our prayer life and how we study the Bible. We were working through Psalm 119 verses 25 to 32, really focusing in on the requests that David made of God. And we talked about what we should be asking God for. And David's a great example of that. I encourage you to write those things down, write those types of questions down so that they're around your home, around your life. You're really thinking about that throughout your day. And so today we're going to continue our study in how to study the Bible. We're going to continue in Psalm 119. We're going to pick up at verse 33 and go through verse 40. And today our focus is going to be on getting our priorities on track and how studying the Bible correctly, effectively, on point with God and what His desire is for our life, how studying the Bible in that way really does realign our priorities. And if you're like me, it is simple to get derailed, for priorities to get off. I find myself thankful that I have God's word, thankful for my community in Christ, my church, my friends, because being around people who love God and love His word as well helps me to stay focused and get my priorities back. It is so easy. Oh, it is so easy to be distracted in this world. Is it not? Can I get an amen? It is so easy to be distracted, to get off on my priorities and to be absorbed in my plan and my selfish needs and wanting to be lifted up myself, all the things, you know, all the ways that we can be so selfish. I'm very selfish and very inclined to getting off track and to making life and the results of my life all about me, right? So today we are going to talk about how God's word and true, faithful, dwelling richly in the word will help us to constantly keep our priorities aligned. Get it on track. Keep it on track. Okay? Yay. Are you excited? I'm excited. Get your Bible if you don't have it already. Open it up to Psalm 119 and let's get into God's word. Remember, the Dwelling Richly podcast is all about that. Letting the word of Christ dwell in us richly. That's from Colossians 3:16. And then we return the favor. We don't just do Bible study. We dwell in the word, right? We get on our knees. We get before the Lord. We get humble and we pause. We hit the big pause button in our life. And we don't just use our Bible study time as our, we got to do this. So I be a good Christian as a checklist, but we want it to be honoring to God. We want to love Him with our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And so our time in the Word is going to reflect that. So that's what we're all about. Thank you for being here. Don't forget to share this podcast. If you haven't already subscribed or you're brand new around here, hit the subscribe button wherever you're listening from and leave me a comment. Say hi. Give me a 15-star review or whatever stars your platform goes up to. 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 14, 15, whatever it is. All right. That is all for the intro. Let's get into God's word today. We are going to get, again, focus on getting our priorities on track. And let's go ahead and pick it up where we left off last time. We are in, again, Psalm 119. I'll kick it off here in verse 33. I'll read out of the English Standard Version as I often do. And let's get into it. What I'll do is, just so you know, I'm going to make a pass at this entire scripture. That's a great method, by the way, to study the Bible. Just read the whole chunk, read the whole thing, and then go back and reread it and really focus in and key in on certain verses. All right, that's what we're going to do. Here we go. Verse 33, teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I will keep it to the end. Give me understanding that I may keep your law and observe it with my whole heart. Lead me in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my ear to your testimonies and not to selfish gain. Turn my eyes from looking at worthless things and give me life in your ways. Confirm to your servant your promise that you may be feared. Turn away the reproach that I dread, for your rules are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. In your righteousness, give me life. Ooh, love it, love it, love it. Thank you, David. Thank you, God, for recording your awesome word and getting me back on track where my priorities need to be. The last time in our previous episode, we talked about the commands, the demands, the requests that we can have of God. And I asked you to write those down and really highlight those. David does the same thing throughout this psalm, the request of God. Teach me your way. Give me understanding. Lead me in your path. Today, though, I want to focus on my response to that, which is orienting me, and it helps me get my priorities back on track. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes so I can be blessed. Well, yeah, you're going to be blessed so that I can be happy. Yeah, it's more likely you're going to be happy when you obey God. But listen to what David writes in verse 33. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes and what? I will keep it to the end. That's a promise from David. I'm not going to just like willy-nilly here and there. No, I will keep it to the end. Verse 34, give me understanding. Why? That I may keep your law. I don't want to be confused. Give me understanding. I want to keep your law. Give me understanding that I may do what? Keep your law. And the second part of that in verse 34, and observe it with my whole heart, not half-heartedly, not just, oh, maybe when I feel like it. Give me understanding so I can keep your law and observe it with my whole heart. Verse 35, lead me in the path of your commandments. Why? I delight in it. It's not a burden to me. It's not, oh, okay, I got to keep the path. No, God's path is the best path. Remember, in the last episode, we talked about in this previous section of Psalm 119, so I can run in your path. The path is clear. It's safe. It's free of worry. I don't have any shame. That path of your commandments is delightful. That's what I want to do. I delight in it. Verse 36 through 38, incline my heart to your testimonies, not to selfish gain. Turn my eyes from looking at worthless things. Oh my goodness gracious. Isn't this world full of worthless things? So much of my time could be consumed every day with worthless things. I don't even have to look outside of myself to have worthless things. I got them right inside of me. So turn my eyes from looking at worthless things. Give me life in your ways. Confirm to your servant your promise. Why? That you may be feared. Do you catch that? So when people see my life, I'm inclined in my heart to God's testimonies, not to selfish gain. I'm not looking at worthless things. I have life in your ways. I am confirmed in God's promise. Why? Because God would be feared, that I would turn people like that because they would look at me and then they would in turn fear God. That's the whole goal, that we would fear God, not like, oh, God's going to kill us all, smite us, God. Like, no. It's that awe, that respect, the awesome sense of who God is. I want to be aware of that. Please, God, do that so that you may be feared. When people fear God, that's the beginning of wisdom. We read that in Proverbs. Turn away, verse 39. Turn away the reproach that I dread, that he talked about shame last time, a reproach from other people, you know, making fun or taunting or rebelling and all that, that he dreads. Your rules are good, he says. Your rules are good. That's our focus on God's good, awesome, beautiful rules. Verse 40. Behold, I long for your precepts. I long for them. That's what I want. That's the focus of my life. That's the priority of my life. I long for your precepts, right? And then look at how he talks about the nature of who God is. God is right. His rules are good. In his righteousness that he accomplishes all of this. And the ultimate promise there, give me life, right? Give me life. I love that. I love it. It's such a reorienting thought process to go through these passages and to be reminded that this is available to us All we have to do is ask, pray, seek God. And make that a plan for your day today. Go back through these passages. I will keep it to the end. I will keep your law. I will observe it with my whole heart. I will delight in your law. Why? Because I want God to be feared so that other people will have that kind of joy and peace and satisfaction and fulfillment in their life. I long for your precepts. Father, Heavenly Father, I pray right now as all listening to my voice today, that they would just love your words so much, that I would love your words so much, that I would have that big picture desire that people would turn to your word, that they would fear you. Oh God, I lift up our churches. I pray, Father, right now for our churches to turn to you, to not want to be having basic things taught to them, but have a hunger and thirst for the righteousness that comes from your word. God, make us bold to go to our pastors, our elders, our teachers in our churches and say with expectation, please only teach God's word. I don't want to be filled with all the fluff. I just want God's word. God, I pray for our country that we would humble ourselves and repent and get on our knees, that we would obey you and hunger for you, that we would long for your word. Bless our nation, Father. Help us to turn to you today. And all in the hearing of my word, I pray that you would say amen with me in this today, that you would pray for me. Help me be faithful. Help me be steadfast in your word. I have a tendency to wander. My heart is prone to wander, as the song says. Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. And so today, right now, before you, those of you listening, before my God, I pray that you would help me to keep my priorities straight. Turn away the reproach that I dread. Turn my eyes from looking at worthless things. I need that help. I love that you would pray for me in that, and I will pray for you in that as well. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of this Dwelling Richly community. I ask that you would share this podcast, share from my website or YouTube, wherever it is that you're listening from. Share and be a part of this community, and let's encourage each other to let the word of Christ dwell in us richly, that we would return the favor as well. I look forward to being with you again real soon. I'll have a couple of bonus episodes coming up that are not part of this How to Study the Bible series. I'm going to be sharing the ideas on perseverance, and you're going to hear another podcast coming up that'll be from a sermon I'm preaching on John chapter 11. Lord willing, I'll share those with you real soon. I look forward to seeing you online or in person, wherever you are, and that we would all just be fierce in our commitment. Fierce, like that David says, that we would turn our eyes from looking at worthless things and look to God for the life that he has in his word. Thank you once again for being a part of this podcast community. And again, I look forward to being back here again with you real soon. Know that you are loved and prayed for. Bye-bye for now.